And it is my pleasure. You've heard her on this program a couple of times in the last few, and running for a very important post, the New York State Senatorial District number 3, Alexis Wyk, receiver of taxes and everything else, but vying for this post, and we welcome her as always. Great to have you in the program, Alexis. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well, supercharged this morning. You know, you look at the calendar and everything else, we have really kind of streamlined into this 10-11-day out deal. We'll come back on Monday. Hard to believe we're 8 days out of the most important election of a lifetime. And you got to be charged as well. How you feeling at this point in time?
You know what? I'm energized and I'm getting great feedback as I go from door to door. And honestly, it's really one day out because early voting starts tomorrow, October 24th, Saturday, 10 a.m. Plenty of locations throughout Suffolk County. People can go out in person and go vote. And it starts tomorrow.
27 locations throughout Long Island. There's really no excuses. And the numbers, by the way, are very encouraging. You know, you look at the numbers in and around, you know, people are very much engaged. You know, everybody says, you know, hey, you know, the president's in everything. Well, you know what? There's some important races, state, local, and everything else. But you get a sense that people are more tuned in now, more than ever before?
Oh, more than ever before. I mean, our freedom is at stake. When I was listening to your call previously, and you know, this is our way of life. This is what's happening in our country. Our amendment rights are at stake, and our freedom is at stake. More and more, we see our freedom being taken away little by little. We saw it with COVID. We're seeing it with laws that are being passed, mandating this, mandating that. And this is something that people don't realize, that they're not mandating. They're taking away your freedom, and that's important. And we need to be paying attention to what's going on around us. So this is a big election, and we have some big seats that make big decisions, and that's what's up this year. So it's important, and I do see people participating. I see them going online and doing their homework. They're asking questions. And when I knock on doors, it's not just, hey, thanks, and they walk away. They stand there and engage, and that's a good thing. I enjoy that. They're getting to know what's happening, even people who don't usually take part in politics. They're paying attention and they're asking questions. That's a great thing, and I'm energized by seeing it because the response is exactly what I'm hoping to see, which is they're concerned about law enforcement. They're concerned about their cost of living. They're concerned about someone who's going to be out there in public, in their community, participating with them and making sure that their voice is being heard, and that's something that I'm actively doing, even as receiver of taxes. So I'm energized. I really am.
And you've been right on it. You know, when it comes to, okay, so what's important as you vote? You know, obviously people are going to think about COVID, but you know what? And I said this a million times, they're thinking of safety too. The fact of going out with your family and knowing you're going to be safe, knowing you're going to have police in and around to protect, and the economy, you know? I mean, it's about providing for yourself and your family, be able to put food out there, the jobs and everything else. You've been right on it. And let's face it, I think, you know, from a state standpoint, people are thinking about what's going on in Albany. You know, when you look at 50A being slashed behind closed doors right off the bat, the executive order signed, there you go. You know, they're talking about disclosing information personally and everything else for our enforcement folks. You know, when you think about the bail reform, when you think about the stripping of a judge of power, you know, we talk about the discovery type information and everything else that needs to be reversed. And, you know, you look at all this and then, you know, you hear a lot of people say, well, yeah, we helped it along a little bit. We tweaked. No. It's not a simple tweak here. This is what drives me crazy. I'm going to tell you honestly, it's not. If you really want to tweak it, strip the darn thing. You strip the bill and start from ground zero. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It was tweaked, but did you notice a difference? Was there a change in the crime rate? There was no change in the crime rate. And by the way, 50A does not just affect law enforcement. It affects our police. It affects our ambulance. It affects our firefighters, whether they're volunteer or paid. It affects a great deal of our community. And I don't think they're aware of that. And I keep trying to make sure that they're aware of that. That opens up the file and opens up information. If you're a volunteer ambulance, if you're a volunteer fire, if you're FDNY, if you're paid EMS, that opens up your file, too. It does not just affect law enforcement. So it does affect a great deal of people in our community. And, yeah, the tweaks to bail reform, no one saw crime drop. And we see these reports that, oh, Suffolk County's reporting a drop in crime. You're not seeing a drop in crime. You're seeing a drop in arrests. There's a difference. Crime is soaring. We're watching it on the news. If you talk to the judges, if you talk to our police officers, they'll tell you crime is soaring. Arrests are dropping, and that's because of bail reform. And bail reform has taken away the tools they need to do their job, and therefore we have a more dangerous community, and that's thanks to bail reform.
Yeah, and in prime example, I always give templates, whether it be the Jordan Randolphs or the Tiffany Harrises, but even the latest guy, this William Furman, who, you know, was involved in the Bellport double homicide, suicide, and a guy, by the way, a rap sheet beyond and in and out of incarceration. Another prime example of people who have bucked this system when they should have been behind bars. And by the way, when you're behind bars, and I've made this point over and over, you are actually doing an individual a service. In fact, yes, they are getting the rehabilitation they need from a mental standpoint. You're not getting that out on the street. You let these people out on the street, guess what? You're playing with lives now, innocent lives, when an individual of this nature should be behind bars and getting help. And you're not allowing that to happen. And that, to me, absolutely, is as egregious as anything. Go ahead.
Sometimes you have individuals who are under the influence of something. They commit a crime. They get locked up. And now they're back on the street within hours. They could still be under the same influence of whatever it was they were on. And now they're out committing another crime where normally they would have been remanded. They would have had time to sober up and get some help. And that sometimes is the big game changer. And we've heard that from police officers, where criminals say, you know, we would have, it would have, or their families say they would have, if they had been held, they would have had time to sober up and to come around and get some help. And instead they were out and something even more dangerous happened. And these are repeat offenders. They're not repeat offenders once or twice. There are some repeat offenders up to 23 times. 23 times they've been out and repeat offended. So 90% of all criminals who are arrested are released on this no bail, no jail reform, and it's really hurting our communities to the tune of 23-time repeat offender. That's I can't even imagine what it is you do 23 times that you're getting arrested and released again.
Listen, I always remember the line, one guy who was put in cuffs, and it was determined that he had burglarized homes in and out. And he basically said to the cops, here, go ahead, cuff me, I'll be out by lunchtime. I mean, that if that doesn't tell you that these guys are not engaged as far as what goes on in the system, I don't know what does. I mean, even these guys are aware of the fact of how flimsy these laws are. They know they're going to be out in the street. That's why they commit the crimes they do. And that's why you put lives at risk.
Danger. Because before they're even done with the paperwork, that criminal's back on the street and they're still on the same shift. And they wait for the guys to walk out the door. It puts their lives in danger.
Yeah. Alexis White with us. She's running for the Senate, New York State, the 3rd district. Very important. So, in essence, Alexis, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, you got. For some reason, the light's out in my studio, but that's okay, as long as we have the power. And it's kind of weird. My producer's looking at me here. So, in essence, you make it a point as well regarding an economic sense of what needs to be restored, what was taken away, and that's been a very pivotal point as well as far as your campaign, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're looking at things like star rebate checks. These are something that we came to rely on for a few years. We had 5 years worth of programs, two different programs. So we sum it up and call them the star rebate check. That's something we got back that helped us with our property taxes in addition to getting star. And that, you know, sometimes with seniors, sometimes they saw up to $2,000 getting that back. And during this year, especially, that's something that we desperately would have needed. It was taken out of the budget in 2019. And so we won't see those anymore. That is something that I would look to put back in place as receiver of taxes. I saw the difference that it made. And that's something that, I know how important that is to people. And we're looking at our economy. We need to get our economy moving again. We don't need to be hassling people with regulations, more red tape, things that are preventing business from doing business. And I've been out there. I've been talking to our shop owners, our restaurant owners, to see how they can move forward. They rely on things like online services. And, you know, our Senate Democrats put in place an online tax, more taxes that are going to prevent business from reimagining themselves during a time of crisis. And that's not something that's going to help move for business forward. That's going to inhibit them from doing what they need to do. And we need to be helping business to survive. Remember that business provides jobs and grows our economy. It's the backbone of Long Island. We should be working with them, not against them.
You're right. I mean, this is what it is right now. We know that the state is in need of so much money. We know that. And it's just a matter. We need some help here, no question. Can't talk about knocking money off the police department locally. That you can't have that. When you hear a comment like that from the county exec, can't have that. Can't tell me you're cutting $20 million off the police. Please. Right now, that's uncalled for. But financially, there are some issues here. Give me an idea. Give me the life of an Alexa White during this campaign. It's unprecedented. It's different times. Give me kind of an everyday happening as far as how you go about your business.
How I go about my business? Well, first I go to work because I still have my job. And after I go to work, I come home and I campaign and I'm knocking on doors and I'm talking to people and I'm attending functions, press conferences. We're working with our communities, civic groups, chambers of commerce, and we're getting out there and I'm meeting people and talking to people and listening to what is important to them, because we can say defunding the police is important to me as the wife and the mother of police officers. But you know what? It's nice to hear that it's important to just about every single house I knock on a door, no matter what party they're affiliated with. We're concerned about safety in our community, and we like our police department. And you know what? People in the city like their police department. And as I've knocked on doors, I've noticed that so many people have moved from Brooklyn, Bronx, the Queens. They've come out, and they're looking to vote Republican, and they embrace our suburban culture. And that's a wonderful thing. I've been talking to them. They said, you know what, I can't take it anymore. We love the city. We love being in that area. We hate what it's turned into. And that's, you know, thanks to Mayor de Blasio, thanks to Governor Cuomo. These are policies that have been put in place that have made those areas far less safe than they used to be. And it's driven the community out this way. And now they're enjoying our safety, except our safety is at risk as well. And we're seeing crime soar, and that's important to pay attention to. But it's nice to have people recognize that we care and we vote Republican, and I hope that carries through this election day.
We will follow your path. Listen, there are tumbleweeds right now from what we hear on Madison Avenue, so that gives you an idea. People have left. They can't run the city there anymore. De Blasio is a disgrace. And as far as I'm concerned, the governor has dropped the ball in a big way. He really has. And as far as the city's concerned, he's let it go. And that's what you get right now. It is what it is. That's why you have people leaving left and right. Left and right, folks. And they're coming out. They're coming out east. That's a fact. Alexis, good stuff. We will talk again, I am sure, before the big day. Continue the good work, though.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Jay. Appreciate it.
You got it. Alexis Wyke. She's a receiver of taxes. And Tana Weislip does a great job. And she is out there. She is getting out there after the day job and getting it done. Unprecedented times, we know, but she is getting it done. As she makes sense, she's right. The early voting and everything else. Let's not forget early voting tomorrow, please. Get it done. Get it done early, okay? Get it done early. Because you know how this works. You know, you say, it's early voting, and then all of a sudden you didn't get it done during early voting, and you got to wait till the 3rd of November. And lo and behold, you know, you're tired, you get home from work, you got to vote. No, get it done early, please. That's why they have this thing set up.